This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I will never forgive them. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Those are the words of somebody who is about to transgress and is about to go past where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to stop. See, forgiveness is not just about, you know, forgiving a crime that somebody committed about you. That's not what I mean here. I mean the mindset of in your heart being unwilling to give a person an opportunity to redeem themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in no uncertain terms in the Quran, وَالْعَافُونَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those who pardon the errors of others are those who سَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ, who will raise to the forgiveness of the Lord and a Jannah that is greater than the heavens and the earth. The Prophet ﷺ teaches us, الرَّحِمُونَ يَرْحَمْهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ, those who show mercy to others will be shown mercy by Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمْكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. If you're able to show mercy to those who live with you on earth, the one above the heavens and the one above his creation will be able to show you his mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want Allah to forgive you, why are you unwilling to forgive them? أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. How could you not want Allah to forgive you by you showing first that you're willing to overlook the mistakes of others and allow people to make up and have amends if they are genuine in seeking reform? Now I want you to know it is not haram for you to not forgive someone in particular for something. But it is haram for you to have a mindset where you will never forgive anyone who says something about you or wrongs you in any way. You should not have that callous, cold-hearted, uncompromising, unwilling to soften your stance in any way and any shape and form. I ask you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal your own state, to take power over your own narrative by you being in charge of who you forgive and being able to forgive. You take the power of the action that they have wronged you with and you take power over your ability to forgive. It is a liberating thing. Forgiving others is something that grants you liberty and freedom. The Prophet ﷺ said, let there be given news that there is a mansion in Jannah in the middle high part of it for the one تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًا, to someone who gives up arguing even if they know they're right and justified. And the Prophet ﷺ says that there's a mansion in Jannah for the one who صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ, who connects those who cut him off, who somebody has wronged them, wronged him, and they cut them off and don't want to speak to them, and they make attempts to repair that relationship. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ, and forgive and pardon the one who wronged you. Those are ideals that I pray that Allah allows me and you to live by and to appreciate and be able to grow towards. Allahumma ameen. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ وَزِدْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.